You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
At the beginning of October, more than 120 psychologists employed by the Ministry of Health in schools and early childhood centres stopped accepting referrals in a nationwide strike, asking for better pay and conditions. In 2020, more than 3,000 rangatahi were on waiting lists for learning support from the ministry, and there are currently more than 50 psychologists vacancies across the country. As the month of the strike is drawing to an end, Frances decided to speak with educational psychologist Shelley O'Sullivan. She is one of only four educational psychologists in Taranaki whose work involves supporting most at-risk children in schools. Frances and Shelley talked about the reality of working as an educational psychologist, COVID's impact on Shelley's work, and her hopes for the result of the strikes.
Can you begin by reminding me why you guys are striking this month?
We have been striking. We're not on strike at the moment now, actually. We're in negotiations at the moment. So we're striking partially because of a number of reasons. One of them is our very high caseloads. So people are being expected to work with very high needs students and more than they have capability to actually work with them. We're also striking about conditions around belonging to our psychological society. We're striking around pay. We're $10,000 to $20,000 less than our counterparts, and we're striking because we have shortages of educational psychologists and they've reduced the internships from 32 to 21, so even less psychologists coming through.
Yeah, can we just touch on that, maybe the reduction of internships? Is that what's most concerning for you, the fact that you're not being supported from the ground up and bringing new people in?
The long-term plan and sustainability, we're not able to bring, we often bring psychologists in from overseas and we're not able to do that currently. So it appears to be short-sighted not to be having more, even increasing the number of interns rather than reducing, given those factors.
And do you think the negotiations that you're having at the moment, do you think that will attract more people to enter the profession?
Definitely. And we have a very high turnover because of the conditions that we have and the salaries. So we often have people come in and leave within 5 years, particularly in the main centres, not so much in Taranaki, but in the main Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, we have really high turnovers around our staff. And part of it is the attraction, the better conditions and higher salaries in other areas.
Yeah, and let's just speak specifically about you in Taranaki. I understand you're one of four educational psychologists there. How do you practically sort of spread yourselves across the entire region?
Very thinly.
Yeah.
Very thinly indeed. I work with 52 schools with a school-wide positive behaviour for learning, it's called, and that's working with schools around changing the culture to look at increasing the amount of positive behaviour that you're recognising rather than recognising the negative behaviour. So from when I first started in that role 6 years ago, I started working with 15 schools and now I have 52 and I work 0.8. So that's a huge increase in the number of schools that I work with without increasing the full-time equivalent to actually be working effectively with those schools.
And have you found over those years that the demand for your work has increased, particularly around COVID over the past few years?
COVID has had some impact, but because we work with the top 1% of students, so students who might have additional needs and might have autism or might be selectively mute or they might have trauma in their background. So we're working with students who have high behavioural needs. COVID has impacted in that we can't bring people in, but we tend not to work with those lower students with anxiety at a lower level. But we have certainly the impact of having COVID and not being able to access students or being able to go into schools has had a significant impact.
I guess finally, what is your hope for the outcome of the negotiations and I guess the future of educational psychologists?
Well, I love the work that I do and I have a real passion for it. And I've been working in this area, working for the ministry 25 years, which is a long time as an educational psychologist with the ministry. What I'm hoping is that we're recognised and valued for the work that we do. We want to continue to do it and we want to be supported to be able to provide good services to families and to schools.
And what practically would you like to see to come out of the striking?
Well, I think better conditions, looking at increasing the number of psychologists that we have, and better pay, an increase in our salaries.
That was educational psychologist Shelley O'Sullivan speaking with Frances about the month-long partial strike of psychologists around the country.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.